my principal role here is, has become simply quieting the room for Bob Easter.
Well, you do it very well, Mr. Chairman. When we sat down with Trustee Strobel to think about this retreat, it seemed that we ought to have a panel of individuals who could really bring to us perspectives on some of the major issues that we're grappling with. And I had three names in mind, and the three names that are on the screen. And when I made the calls to each of them individually, they didn't hesitate to say yes. And I'm confident that wasn't just because they were looking for something to do on an odd day in July. But they each individually have a interest in the long-term success of the University of Illinois, and I think felt a desire to be part of informing our process today in ways that can help us make good decisions. And as we thought about this, there seemed to be kind of three areas that we ought to give attention to. And one of those was what's happening in this world with higher education and where are we going? What are some of the issues that we're grappling with? And that's the area that Dr. Duderstadt will give attention to. Another question is how do we make decisions about these matters? And that, in some sense, is governance. It's some sense of how the faculty process, how the administrative process and the board have conversations that lead us to points of decision. And among other things, Dr. Faulkner is going to say a few things about that. And I think, as I've sat in these meetings now for two or three years and sat in position of leadership, the challenge that I truly worry about is how do we make education accessible to the broad communities within our society? But more importantly, how do we bring the awareness of the opportunities that education brings to them so that they can prepare to come in and take advantage of the opportunities? And as I thought about that in my long history with Dr. DeLauder, I thought he would be eminently qualified to speak to that topic. So, Dr. Duderstadt, if you would proceed, we would appreciate that.
Very good. I'll begin by assuming you've read everything that you've been assigned. Not. I apologize for the deluge. Actually, what I'm going to do is just make a few comments from four different perspectives and then await your questions after all three of us have made some remarks. First, at the national level, and as you know, I've been heavily involved in a major report rolled out by the National Academy 3 weeks ago, which sets an agenda for the next decade of what the nation needs to do to reprioritize its support for its research universities. Second, I've been involved with the Brookings Institution and then the Chicago Council on a series of studies aimed at the Great Lakes states, the upper Midwest, both in terms of its economic development and its educational needs. Third, I come from a state right across the border, so I'll give you a little bit of perspective of what we see in Illinois from the Michigan perspective. And then fourth, I've long had an admiration for the University of Illinois, and I'll convey a few provocative comments about the university that you're responsible for. Let me begin at the national level with some words from one of your sons of Chicago, President Obama, who in his State of the Union address in 2011 put it this way: the world has changed. In a single generation, revolutions in technology have transformed the way we live, work, and do business, the competition for jobs. But this shouldn't discourage us. The future is ours to win, but to get there, we just can't stand still. We need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world. Investing in innovation creates the jobs of the future. Investing in education prepares citizens to fill those jobs, and building the infrastructure for the knowledge economy assures prosperity and security. And all three of those goals are heavily dependent on the contributions of research universities. Through campus research, the knowledge key to innovation is created. Through educational programs, particularly at the graduate and professional level, the scientists, the engineers, the physicians, and other knowledge professionals and entrepreneurs are created, capable of applying innovation to create economic value. And then finally, through development and deployment of advanced infrastructure, and here I think of the remarkable role of the University of Illinois in creating much of the communications and computing technology characterizing our society, they create the foundation for the knowledge economy. In a study done by the National Academies 5 years ago,